We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following along on social media. Follow B at bmitch30 on Instagram. You can follow me on all platforms at jpfinleynbcs. Right now, we get to check in with our friend, King of New York, Hot 97, ESPN New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg. Follow him at Rosenberg Radio. Let's start with the biggest news, man. Congratulations on getting engaged.
Congrats, brother.
Guys, thank you very, very much. And B. Mitch, congratulations on your daughter's nuptials over the weekend.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Love is in the air, clearly.
It's all in the air.
Apparently so.
Except for Peter forgot that he was supposed to be on the show today.
I did. I've been engaged, so man. Crazy.
You got engaged. You weren't worried about us, and we're happy about that.
The week has been crazy. It's wild that in this world, like, you not only have to think about the proposal and all that stuff, but in our line of work, as silly as it is, you kind of think about the reveal. Like, sure. we had to make sure we got the pictures right before, you know, my girl's a photographer, so she was not going to be okay with us just putting out any pictures. So it's been a thing, man, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that the Washington Post just continues to not let up on Dan Snyder.
You should have taken a picture hanging from a helicopter and then somebody else take a picture of you and her.
Yeah, we need to get you on the helicopter.
You're right. By the way, you're right. That actually should have been what I did, because what I ended up doing had mixed results.
What'd you do? How could you have mixed results? She said yes, right?
No. Well, that's the mix. That was the positive part. You know, that's a big positive. You know.
Looking at this ring, whatever you do, you got to keep working, because that thing's big and you got to pay for it.
You know, I'll tell you what, any mistakes that were made were sort of mitigated by the ring. The ring, I came through. Yeah. I came through on the ring.
That's ultimately what has to deliver. Obviously, a complete circus yesterday, Capitol Hill, this Commander's hearing. How much of it did you watch? Did you pay attention? What kind of you take from it?
I wish I could have watched more. I heard Goodell's statement, which to me was the most telling thing of everything I saw, which is that this is the worst, according to Goodell, the worst workplace culture he'd seen in football. Which, B. Mitch, I'd have to imagine that's really saying something. You know, so I found that to be incredibly powerful. But the main thing I'm taking away from all of this, guys, is just, we've talked about it for a long time. You know, when will the other owners ultimately, you know, Goodell says his hands are tied and this is going to be a conversation for the other owners. And clearly it seems that there's either some real allegiance to Snyder or fear that he knows where all the bodies are buried. I'm curious to see whether the statements from Roger Goodell and everything we learned yesterday and the new information we've gotten this week about the assault in 09, whether this is enough to finally make these owners go, you know what, this guy may not be good. We may be better off taking the risk of having him out than having him in.
Well, I would add, you said allegiance to Snyder, or maybe he just knows enough information about other folks. But I do think there is another lane there where they just want to protect the idea of private ownership and not being able to be, like, thrown out of the league. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Because even one thing I I found interesting yesterday, like, there was nobody, as much as it became a partisan circus, right? There was nobody, even the Republican Congress members that spoke, they all said what happened with the Commanders is awful, and I don't condone that. And then they'd go into their fentanyl, their baby spiel. Formula, or whatever. But, like, there at least seemed to be consensus on the deplorable behavior. And even the league seems like they know that happened. They just think the punishment has been severe enough.
I think Roger Goodell, his message was that, yes, it was awful. We went in. They said they're going to change. They've done that. We punished them, and we're happy. That's where it left me.
And Roger wants to point out, and the Commanders want to point out, how much they've overhauled the organization. And they have, and they deserve some credit for that. But what do you think of the subpoena? You think there's any chance Dan actually gets brought before Congress?
Probably not. But, man, I think it's telling that he's so averse to it. I mean, God, could anything make you look more like something's going on than refusal to have a conversation? If your girl says to you, we need to have a talk about these text messages on your phone, and you say, oh, no, absolutely not, that's a problem. You know, if my girl says to me, we need to talk about what's going on your phone, I go, okay, let's start. We'll open the text app first. Then we'll open the email app. Let's go. Then Instagram DMs. Let's go through everything, because I know I'm Gucci.
Right.
So if you're unwilling to have the conversation completely, to me, that's just so damning. And again, I'm going to stay with this. This story, in a major way, is about the motive, which I think is pure, by the Washington Post to not let this die. So while we all, you know, I think everything you guys just said is true, in terms of what Roger Goodell said and will there be a long impact from that. But the bottom line is, I think if there's not from this one, and if Snyder gets through this one, guys, it's just going to be 3 months from now where we're looking back on what Goodell said during these hearings, and now there's a new article that comes out. Because I don't see them stopping. I really don't. I think I know nothing about this, but my hunch is the Washington Post knows that the D.C. area feels very strongly about this, and there are people within that organization who agree with the public at large, and they're just like, we're going to stay on this and keep digging for the story until we get the result we're looking for.
There's plenty of evidence to support that.
It seems like they're looking for a result.
I would also add,
but I don't think they're going to get that result.
Right. I don't know that they'll ever get the end game they want, but I would also add, I think the people that came forward and the group of people that were wronged that have come forward publicly, that's a driving factor too, because they're not relenting and they have lawyers representing them. You wonder, like, where the money comes from to do all this stuff, but the Post is obviously making money. Everybody knows what happened there is deplorable and it was awful and they've changed it, but was it bad enough to get him out? The only thing that I find interesting is, not the only thing, but one thing I find interesting is the repeated assertion that perhaps your Commanders impeded the investigation in some way. Because I feel like that is not from the past. That is now. And if that can be proven, that seems like it could be a real problem for the NFL.
Yeah, that's I had the exact same thought. Like, if we're saying that just now, with Beth Wilkinson's report, there was interference being run, then why would we believe that he's changed? So this is all – originally it was, he doesn't know anything about this. Now it's, he did know something about it, and he was trying to pin it all on Bruce Allen, right? That's what it looks like now. Now we're going to learn not only that, but as recently as just a few months ago, he was doing whatever he could to make this investigation either more difficult or more difficult to find the truth. I just wonder how that in the end is going to satisfy all the people here who are looking for Snyder's blood. And so I just wonder also, maybe they can't force him out, because you're right, the owners do not want that precedent to be set. But when does the phone call ring with Jerry Jones on the line and some of the and Robert Kraft saying, "Dan, listen, man, we don't want to set this standard, so we don't want you forced out. You got to sell this team, dude. You just do it on your own. Move on."
I think if you used two other names, then it might have been more truthful. But those two people have as much stuff in their closet as he does.
Well, but yeah, but what if he missed? What if they look at it the other way and they say, "Yeah, I have plenty of stuff in my closet, but frankly, you being around is making it more hot for me."
Yeah, that's a fair counter.
Got a point there.
Right, and now so here's what I'm doing. If I'm one of these other ne'er-do-well owners, here's what I'm doing. I'm going through talking to everyone else who I know also has dirt and saying, "Let's line up our ducks as best we can so we can at least see if we have the option of getting him out of here. Like, how much does he have on all of us, and how much can we invalidate?" And by the way, I know what I'm saying sounds very sinister, but guys, let's be realistic. We're talking about a group of 30 billionaires, okay? So the idea that sinister things couldn't happen is ridiculous. So I think it's reasonable that they could say, "How can we set this up so if Snyder becomes an enemy of ours, we can basically make it impossible to do anything to us?" And I'm curious to see if this continues to get bad, will they go that way? In all likelihood, it's not changing. But it does,
I wonder,
have to say, it's gotten hotter than I thought.
I wonder if the league hasn't already said, "Hey, man, we'd love for you to sell." And he says no. Because then what can they do? You know, like, I would you be shocked if that's already happened?
Or at least been broached? I'd be shocked if it hadn't happened. Yeah, I'd be shocked if they hadn't said, "Hey, dude, are you sure? Why don't we just move on here? We can help you get out of this cleanly. It won't look like you were forced out." I'd be shocked if that hadn't happened. Because how could the NFL want this? And furthermore, there's another piece to this. Like, I know this organization has remained valuable, and I guess on some level Snyder deserves credit for that, because there is still a great value to the Washington Commanders. But, man, do you think the league loves that one of their once proudest organizations, when you turn on the TV on Sunday, has the emptiest stadium in football?
No.
Like, they can't love that.
No.
Skin.
Last one. Talk with Peter Rosenberg at Rosenberg Radio. NBA draft is tonight. You are on the clock with the number one pick. Who are you taking?
Oh, God.
I'll tell you ours. B would take Jabari Smith from Auburn. I would take the Dookie, and it pains me, but I would take Banchero.
Yeah, I think Banchero's the one to me who looks the most ready.
Have you seen Smith play?
Not a lot. Is he's that ready too?
He can shoot, dude. He's 6'11", and he can shoot.
I heard that the kid. There's a lot of talk here about Jaden Ivey, right?
Where do the Knicks pick?
The Knicks are like 12, but they'd be jumping up to 5 to try to get him.
He was really good at Purdue. He had a stinker in their loss to what was the Brooklyn school or the Hoboken school that went on the deep run?
St. Mary's.
Yeah,
no, St. Peter's.
No, Peter's.
St. Peter's. Sorry.
Yeah, Ivy kind of stunk in that game, but he had a great season. As a Maryland basketball watcher, I watched too much Big Ten, and that kid could play. So that'd be a good pick. We'll see what the Wiz do. I like this kid, Dyson Daniels. That's who David Aldridge tells me to like. That's who I like. Peter.
Yeah, the Knicks are at 11, not 12. Apologies. I will say this, though. This is a quiet. Isn't it crazy? Like, to me, when I was younger, the NBA draft, because of, like, its brevity and because of the names of college basketball.
Totally.
It was such a big deal. And now the NBA draft feels dead. This is not the first year.
No.
2 or 3 years straight, it's felt like a dud. And the NFL draft has so surpassed it in terms of its popularity.
When we were kids, the NFL draft was a snooze. It was Saturday afternoon. Nobody watched it. Now the NFL draft's Thursday night. Must-watch TV.
Well, it started before Saturday. It's just the first time you saw it.
That's true.
Right, exactly.
But the NBA draft, like,
Thursday and Friday.
Jalen Rose's draft suit, like Weber, all these guys, was massive. A lot of that, I think, is because they played more college hoops, so we got to know them. Peter, I couldn't agree with you more on the draft stuff. Thank you, as always, man, and congratulations. That's great.
Congrats, man.
Guys, thank you. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk next week.
All right. See you, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.